I invite some of the men to come and prepare to serve communion. We're going to remember together what Jesus did for us on the cross. The salvation he purchased with his own blood, with his body broken. The treasure we have in the gospel. Jesus died because we're sinners and that's what we deserve. The wages of sin is death. And he died the death we deserve so that the gift of God can be eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord. Life in relationship with a God who loves us. That's the gospel. That's the treasure we enjoy today. The good news that Jesus paid the price in full so we don't have to. And we receive as a gift, undeserved, nothing we could do to earn it, nothing we could ever do to pay it back, simply a gift given to those who will humble themselves and say, I need that gift. I've got no other options that are viable options to get me out of the pit I have dug for myself. So I'm running to you, Father, for mercy. Please don't give me what I do deserve, what I have earned. Please give me a gift I didn't deserve, didn't earn, that Jesus earned for me in my place as my substitute. Let's worship him as you receive. If you're trusting in Jesus alone, take a piece of bread, take a cup of juice. Let that remind you as you hold that in your hand, what Jesus did for you, the extent to which he went to make you his own, to bring you back to a relationship with you. Savor the good news. Worship him in your heart. We'll all take that together when we've all been served. Father, what an amazing gospel that we believe. We put our trust in. We are depending completely on. We have no other hope outside of you. There is no other hope outside of the finished work of Jesus on the cross. There is no way to the Father except through the Son. Father, thank you for making a way. You didn't have to. We didn't deserve it. You rightly could have sent us all rebels to hell. And instead, you made a way at infinite cost to your own heart. Thank you, Jesus, for pursuing us, for coming, for laying down your own life, for enduring the cross, so that you could make sinners saints. Thank you for forgiving our sins, for washing us whiter than snow. Thank you for welcoming us into your presence today. Help us to daily avail ourselves of the grace that is accessible to us through the finished work you did on the cross. Help us to enjoy our relationship with you today and every day. We look back to the cross at what it cost, and we are humbled, we're amazed, and we worship you. Jesus, thank you. His body.